We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You walked over a check?
Totally. All right.
Hi, back here at Fenway Park in the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Oh, my God.
Presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation. What did you just do? You just did
don't
something
stupid. Don't worry about
stupid.
It.
No, you did something
No,
stupid.
There's checks all over the
they're
place.
They're big checks. They're not
and
real.
And he walked right over
I did not
one.
See on top of the check. I did not see the dry. It was a big check made out of like a dry erase board, and they're writing all the numbers. A lot of money, too. I mean, I don't know if they can read what it is, says anymore, because I think I erased it with my foot.
Hopefully you changed a 6 into an 8 or something.
I know, right? $50,000?
The other voice you just heard is Wick Grossbeck, who, of course, is the big honcho with the Boston Celtics. One of the big honchos, as we like to say. Steve Palayokin, we got Bob, we got all these other guys over there. But he's great every single year. You're always over here, and the Celtics always show up.
And so are you.
And always, and yeah, still breathing. Yeah.
So are you.
And they all help us out. So thank you very much for bopping over here. Now, I understand that you've got a couple things working to help the Jimmy Fund here.
We've been thinking about this and talking to my partners at the team. And so from the Shamrock Foundation, I'm going to pledge $25,000 to the cause today.
Awesome.
And then Amelia and I, my wife, Amelia Fazzolari, and I want to pledge out of our foundation for this hour, 5 to 6, we'll do a $50,000 match. So we get $50,000 in this hour from the listeners.
Oh,
50's coming from us.
Challenge. There we go.
Coming in hot.
So $50,000.
Now, to be fair, we'll match up to 50. In other words, you get 40, we'll match it, guys. Let's get what we can get. Do what you can.
Well, we need
everybody's
50.
Doing what they can, but let's get to 50.
We need 50.
No, we got to match.
Then that's 100.
Hold on. But, you know what that's like?
Right.
Wasn't sure everybody was doing the math. That would then
and
be
and then 100. With that 25 on top
and
of it.
So that's $400,000 you're getting.
Let me bring it down to earth for most people, okay? That's like going to the second round of the NBA playoffs, yeah, okay? Right. We want to go to the finals, right?
Right, here you go.
So every dollar will be matched up to $50,000.
Yeah.
By this
I love
guy.
It. We got to do it by 6.
Got
to do it by 6 because I got to be here to verify.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. Let me give you the phone number out. 877-738-1234. Every dollar is literally doubled. 877-738-1234. And I know that Steve Palayuka is coming on tomorrow, and I know he's always been
got
great
news.
Every year.
Steve's got news for you tomorrow.
I'm sure
that
he does.
I'll let him share. So, he's the chairman of the Shamrock Foundation, and so he really has been the driving force behind that with so many other people. But Steve really, so he'll have news for you tomorrow.
So, Wick, we obviously love the fact that you come in and really appreciate all that
you
do. I'm just curious. You know, I know that, you know, the Jimmy Fund, you know, Dana-Farber, it really is kind of Boston.
It
you know,
sure
and is that... Is that why you do it? It just means
yeah, I'm born and raised here, like so many of us, and I've known it since back in the day. I probably practically knew Jimmy. That's how long I've been around, and the kids out there, right, that I just encountered out here and on the tours that I've been at, Boston Children's and Dana-Farber and the Brigham and Mass General. I'm on the board of partners now, which is partners Brigham and Mass General and Mass Eye and Ear. I couldn't be prouder of the good work, the great work that our hospitals are doing, and I'm trying to do everything I can to support it.
Do you? I mean, we hear so many different stories, and it really is mind-boggling what they're capable of doing with all the money that has been raised. Do you? When you look back at years past, are you just amazed at how far the research has come and this the advancement of science?
I am. It is amazing. And I was at a meeting around the Children's Hospital Stem Cell Research Lab because we're a little bit of a part of that. And I was at a research meeting for the stem cell lab, and I've never been in a—I mean, no offense to you guys, you're all super in, you know, but I was so lost. We would all have been lost. These are brilliant people, and they're giving their lives to fighting cancer. So that was a children's event. But my job before I came to the Celtics had the Celtics idea was medical investing. So I was doing venture capital, but trying to do biotech and medical devices, trying to make people well, making businesses out of it, but trying to do the right thing. So I go all the way back to the 80s with medical research, and I love it.
All right, a couple basketball questions, because we don't get to see you that often. So I'll throw this one out to you.
That's because you don't call.
So is that what it is? We keep telling him to call you.
Great, he calls. He goes.
Yeah, great. Shows up in studio.
I'm
we
just
have Glenn.
You. I'm
so
just kidding.
So let's start with this one.
Glenn is Mr. Celtic. I mean, he goes all the way back.
I know.
So it's been a wild off season for you.
Yeah.
Did you ever expect what you would end up with at any point in last season? Did you think it would end up this way?
Well, during the season, it was definitely a difficult, frustrating, up and down. We had good moments. We were, for a stretch there, I was talking to Danny yesterday at lunch, for a stretch there, we were statistically the best or second best team in the league for, I don't know, 6-week stretch. If you look at certain stats, we knew we weren't the best team in the league, but we weren't as bad as we finished. And so I was puzzled by winning 5 playoff games in a row, okay, sweeping Indiana, and then winning the first game on the road in Milwaukee. I felt like we had gotten our free pass. Like, the stuff that happened the regular season, I actually thought you win 5 in a row, you win on the road in Milwaukee pretty handily, like maybe by 19, 20 points. I'm sort of thinking, well, okay then. And then we lose 4 straight and get banged out of there, swept out of there. And so it made it all the worse. So I've been frustrated ever since, and we made some changes. And but changes happened to us, and we made other changes, and we went for, we got Kemba Walker. We got Enes Kanter. Four real character rookies. We brought back, obviously, Jason and Jalen and Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward's in the facility.
He's like a free agent.
He's at the Auerbach Center, 6 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., 10 a.m., every single day, 7 days a week. I mean, he looks unbelievable. So, just telling you, I'm loving the team. People are loving the team, but we're hopeful that the chemistry will be there.
So it sounded like Danny kind of got an inclination that maybe Kyrie wasn't coming back somewhere or a couple months before he actually left.
Yeah, maybe February.
But were you guys shocked at Al Horford leaving?
That was surprising. And I've been in touch with Al, and we were in touch all the way through, and we think he's got a good home in our arch rival Philly. And then we opened, the NBA took full note of it, and now we opened down in Philly opening night, and it's going to be a lot of fun to wipe the smile off everybody's faces down there.
But there were no indications at all that he was going to leave?
I think that I think that Al made his choice, and Philly made their choice, and we made our decision, and everybody just, it's the way it all played out.
So we were all kind of laughing as reports came out after Al. I know there was reports that maybe Danny or the Celtics organization was upset, maybe there was tampering involved. And we all sort of chuckled at that anyways, because when free agency opened up, all the deals were already done. So there's obvious tampering. So how do you control that so it doesn't get out of control? Because it's clear as day. The contracts are done, and guys are announcing it on Sunday before the deadline, right?
Well, it's hard to it's above my pay grade. I'm on the committees. I'm on the executive committee of the league and all that stuff, but it's not for me to reform how free agency does. And it works, and actually we have to negotiate that with the Players Association as well. So there's lots of steps to go through to change these rules and regulations. I think what either was it Adam? I think Adam said that, or Mark Tatum, the deputy commissioner, said, we're going to have rules that we can enforce that are clear and everybody's fine with, and we can enforce them. So maybe the talking will start sooner legally instead of saying, don't talk when, it's like drive 55 and everybody's drive 65. Then what's the rule? Yeah. So I think they're going to try to look at the rules, but that's a group of people, not just me. It involves the players as well.
You know, at what point in time do you think discussing last year will end? Because I feel like the Red Sox are having this issue right now where they keep
looking back. Yeah, but they get to discuss a World Series championship.
No, I know, but
that's
but
true.
I was just hanging out with John and Linda a little bit, and Tom and Amelia, and we were all discussing the World Series championship. I mean, why not discuss that?
But they're discussing it in a different way as far as why they can't rekindle, what's different than last year. I'm curious because the whole offseason has been all about what went wrong last year, and then the farther everyone gets away from the season, more players talk, you guys talk, we just hear more information, you hear ESPN come up with more.
Here's what I think. I will never forget last year. There's good years I won't forget. I won't let anybody else forget them either, the good years. But last year was a year that was frustrating enough that I'll never forget it. Okay, so I will never forget it. But I'll be glad to talk about something else by playing better. The only way to erase some of it is to step forward, you know, over the next 5-10 years and do something meaningful. So it gives me all the more reason. It gives all of us all the more reason to, you know, get back to where we want to be.
It seems like you have the complete and, you know, opposite. You have Kyrie Irving with his personality, and then I feel like the pendulum has swung completely the other way with Kemba Walker and his personality as far as what he's saying and about teamwork, and he's going to do all the right things. Have you noticed that? Is that a big difference for you as far as those two personalities?
I will say I am a Kyrie fan as a person, as well as a player. He gave us 2 years of effort. It didn't work out this year. He did genuinely say to us, to the fans, you know, I'm coming back if they'll have me. He really meant that, and then things changed. But it wasn't out of ill will or, you know, he meant it, and he tried to make it happen. Then it wasn't right for him. You know, that's a little different than saying he was never telling the truth. He always hated it here. It's not true. You know, he gave it a good try. It turned out not to be his long-term home. It is what it is. So it's not, I'm not going to put him in a category, even private conversation or even thinking to myself, talking to myself, I don't sit there and say he's a bad guy, because he's not. He's doing his best, and he's got his career. These careers are short, and he's got the right to play where he wants to play. I'm okay with it.
Wirt Grosbeck is with us. More importantly, he is offered to match every dollar up to $50,000 in this hour. It only can happen in this hour. So we actually need you to pick up the phone right now and dial 877-738-1234. 877-738-1234. Or you can text KCANCER to 20222. Thank you. And that's $25 as well. But only this hour. So please take advantage of every dollar.
Emilia and I and my family, the entire Grosbeck family, would really be honored to be able to do that full match. We're trying to just encourage everybody. We're all very lucky, as we know, to have the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber and the Brigham here in Boston. And it's a great feeling to be able to help them.
So we want to get up to $50,000.
Yes. So let's do it.
Every penny
of time.
One more for me, basketball wise, and I'm wondering as an owner how you feel about this. The NBA now off season is absolutely phenomenal. Lou was talking about the tampering. It is. You talk about marketing. It is unbelievable. Everybody is now talking about the NBA in the off season because of the movement of players. On the other hand, the players are moving by themselves.
Yeah.
It's not like teams are putting them together. The players are going, I'll play with you. How about you? You play with me.
Yeah.
They were trying to get away from that in the way you set up 4- and 5-year contracts and super maxes to maintain loyalty, a player to stay for a long period of time.
Yeah.
It's done just the opposite. So as an owner, how do you feel about it? You're getting phenomenal marketing. Everybody's talking about the NBA in offseason.
Yep.
But you don't know when the next guy, the next Kyrie Irving, is going to walk out on your team and go play with some other player somewhere else.
Well, we've had 3 All-Stars choose us in the last 3 or 4 years when you add it up with Al and Gordon and Kemba. And Kyrie really was happy to be traded here and sort of help make it all happen, if you remember all of that. We are becoming one of the destinations. So if it's going to be a knife fight among teams, among different markets, we're in the category of a place that people will come to play. They'll come to play for our fans, as Al did. They'll come to play for our coach, as many, you know, guys come here, and in general, they have their career year quite often under Brad when you look it up. And they love the fans, and they love the team and the support and the new practice facility and everything else. So we're a destination. We're not LA necessarily, or for everybody, or whatever, Miami with the taxes and all of that stuff. But we're going to fight as hard as we can under whatever regime and rules. It's great for us in general that our players are global icons. Okay, our players are global icons, top 10, top 20 most famous people in the world. You're going to find NBA players on there. And it's our sport has gone 5X or 10X or whatever since I came in 16 years ago. So the other side of having global icons is they've got a lot of power, you know, to drive the narrative. But it's better than being obscure and unnoticed. We're in the business of entertainment and winning world championships, and we can do both.
So, Wick, I actually heard you with Michael Hawley. I think he was on the podcast. Danny was there. I think Danny said something about team last year, maybe too many individual goals. And when the team loses, a lot of people just start taking, what happened? What went wrong? Yeah. We all think, and I think most people in Boston think, that Brad Stevens is a great coach. You know, X's and O's, but you have to wonder, I don't know if it's fair, and I have a young coach learns, you know, given his history in college, young teams here in Boston early on, learning experience for him as well. Is that safe to say as far as dealing with maybe stars in the game, more egos, guys with individual goals? And maybe a new experience for him that maybe he'll learn from?
Well, you can ask him that tomorrow. I mean, he's in, and I'm not sidestepping the question. But I think that if there's anybody that learns from every single thing he does all day long, I'd probably be pretty confident that Brad's at the top of the list. I think he is a sponge, and he's learning stuff. And he was out with Popovich last week watching and maybe helping coach the USA team.
Because that is a big challenge in that league,
he's
right?
Hung out with Krzyzewski. He hangs out with Popovich. Now he's 6 years in the NBA. It's got to be different than Butler. I think he's done great. He knows he has our total long-term support, and he's got the ease of mind that comes with that, and he burns to win the thing. He didn't quite win it all in the NCAAs. He went to the finals twice. You know, he hasn't won it all with us yet, and he burns with it more than anybody. So, he's our guy, and I'm looking forward, and he's looking forward to the season. I was with him yesterday. He's looking forward to the season.
2 o'clock, the 2 o'clock hour tomorrow. All four
nice.
Of the pro sports teams in this town coaches.
Too. We got them
two segments. Mm-hmm. It's Brad Stevens, it's Bruce Cassidy, it's Alex Gore, and it's Bill Belichick. Tomorrow's the day to ask the tough question.
Well, we did that yesterday.
Oh, did you? How'd that
work? It went great, actually.
Oh,
you weren't there.
He told
what
us
you expect?
Everything.
You weren't there.
Oh, he opened up to us,
so
Bill.
I was
He's
the
like,
problem.
Glenn's not here? Oh, good. Let me unbutton my top collar.
I'll tell you why I didn't play Malcolm Butler.
Oh, really? What's the answer to that?
No, he'll never say. He'll never tell us that.
I'm waiting for the hard knocks to figure it out, but they'll never have a hard knock.
So why don't you come on the show tomorrow, the 2 o'clock hour, and you can ask him that.
Do another match.
Yeah, but we'll have all four of the coaches.
We got to match this $50,000 off from Wick Grosbeck and his family.
Yep. I mean, this is
Wick,
an unbelievable deal. Wick is putting an extra $50K on the line. But it's all matched. It's got to be matched by you. So you start with the $50,000, and he's going to drop us another $50,000. But it's got to be in this hour. So if you were thinking, and you've been listening to this all day long, and you've been hearing these heartwarming stories, these last two kids that we had were
amazing.
Unbelievable. And you've been thinking about doing it. Now is the time to do it. Every dollar is worth two, thanks to Wick Grosbeck.
If you love the Celtics, it'd be great to do it.
There
if
you
you're kind of a little tired of the Celtics, stick it to me. No problem.
It's a win-win.
Make him pay more. Maybe,
you know, whatever you want to do.
Would it be something if we get Kyrie to call this hour?
There you go.
He can contribute, right? And we get to the 877-738-1234. 877-738-1234. Down the road, we'll talk some basketball on the show, but I want to thank you for doing this.
Thanks,
you're
great to see you guys. Thank you.
$25,000 he brought in.
You guys are here doing the work, and we all appreciate it. So nice job.
Well, the doctors, as you know, the researchers and the scientists.
They're, and the kids are really doing
the kids
work.
Are doing
and the
work.
Parents.
Mm-hmm. We're just here just slouching.
You're doing great.
We got nothing else to do for 4 hours. What the hell am I going to do? You know, between 2 and 6. Thanks again, Wick.
Hey, good seeing you guys.
Really appreciate
Thanks
it.
A lot.
Great seeing you.
Thanks.
Wick Grosbeck of the Celtics. We take a break, and we're right back here at Fenway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, my name is Aurora. Please help me and others fighting cancer as we raise money for the Jimmy Fund in Dana-Farber. Call 877-738-1234. Every dollar counts. That's 877-738-1234.
Welcome back. OMF is part in the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon with WEEI and Nesson. Here's the gig here. Lou mentioned that we want to hit, or maybe Christian did, we want to hit $1 million by the time we're off the air
yes.
at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And right now we're doing pretty well. $749,507.
We're going to get there.
We're going to get there.
We got to match Wick is what
Wick
we got to do.
Willing,
so,
yes.
So Wick Grosbeck has given us an unbelievable gift. So for this hour, up to $50,000, every dollar people donate, he will match a dollar. So your dollar's going to be worth twice as much. And in this hour, for us, it'll bring us closer to that goal.
So, and you really can brag to your that. Friends, hey, instead of saying, hey, I gave 25, you'll be like, hey, I gave 50.
Well, that right. would be kind of cheap doing that.
No, technically.
We don't care.
Technically, you're right.
Technically, you're not lying. Yeah. You're not making anything up.
No, you're not. But
Wick has given you the opportunity to donate $50 by only giving 25.
I don't have a problem with that train of thought.
Yeah, well, it's a little strange. I'll give you that. It's a little strange.
I don't think it's strange at all.
Wick's hooking it up.
I give Wick credit, but absolutely, you know, so be it. I'll go your way. If they're going to give us the money, I don't care. We need to get up there at 7:49.
Yes,
we're not high
do.
Enough. Let me introduce you to Gabby Stewart. Gabby is 18 years of age, and I'm telling you, Gabby goes way back with some of this stuff health-wise, way back. We go to June 2002, leukemia. Relapse in April of 2004, bone marrow transplant, November 2004. Then in 2018, she was diagnosed with a malignant nerve sheath tumor on her right foot. She had a below knee amputation in May of 2018. And yet I look at you and you look perfectly fine. Tell me what's
Thank
going
you.
On.
I don't know, I'm just chilling.
Yes,
got,
you are.
She's got cousins, friends, and somebody's right. boyfriend back there yeah. that Christian's trying to
my
drill.
My cousin's boyfriend, Brian.
Yeah. Well, Brian's in for a lot of trouble.
Yeah, no, Christian wanted to sit down and have a talk with him, so we'll worry about him.
It's going to be practice.
Right, but for now, we're worried about you,
Wait,
Gabby.
This is practice?
No, this is real.
Real deal.
No, you're on the air right now.
This is the game.
This is radio and TV right now.
Oh,
you're on. This is you. So the question is, through everything you've been through, you look marvelous. How are you doing now?
Thank you. I'm good.
You're going to college?
Yes, I'm going to college.
Terrific. In the fall.
Yes.
Terrific.
So what? How was it earlier on? I mean, now you're, you know, graduated, went to Medfield High School, right?
Mm-hmm.
Graduated, going to LaSalle, which
yes.
is now an official university now, so
yep.
you have a pedigree now. But how about the earlier days, you know, just going through everything that Glenn just listed?
Well, when I was young and I had cancer, I did not really remember anything I went through. This time around was different because I remembered what I went through and remembered all the appointments and surgeries. Being so young, I didn't remember anything, so I can't really remember what I did back then, but now I'm doing good and I'm happy, and my cousins are here.
Yep.
And the boyfriend of the cousin.
Yes, the boyfriend of the cousin.
Right.
So where's my boyfriend?
So what
on live TV.
Well, you're gonna get a lot of. Don't give out your Twitter handle or Instagram or anything like that.
So, Gabby, where are you right now? You're not taking any medications? Are you?
Oh no, I'm taking medication, just like daily medication though. Nothing big.
No, no more radiation, chemo, none of that stuff.
No.
So, when you were talking about you didn't really remember it when you're young. We get a lot of that. We get the young kids that come in here, and they almost seem oblivious to what's going on. They just want to have a normal little kid's life, you know, when they're 4, 5, 6 years old. You went through this as a teenager now with a second bout. To me, that's got to be extremely difficult because you want to have a teenage life and boyfriends and friends. And how do you have a normal social life when you're dealing with something like this? Was that difficult for you?
Well, at first when I found out that I was going to have an amputation, I was nervous because I knew people are going to look at me differently, but I was able to get a prosthetic made that looks exactly like my left foot, so that's definitely helped.
You walked in here, I didn't know until I read it on this bio.
Yes, people don't know until I tell them.
Wow.
But if I'm wearing shorts, like, little kids will look at me and they'll say stuff, but it's okay.
Because they don't know any better.
Yeah, right? They don't.
So you, we haven't really talked to anybody yet, but you make the Red Sox trip, right, down to spring training?
I did. Yeah.
What was that? We've heard so much about these trips, how important they are, or people just rave about them. What was it like for you?
It was really fun. I liked it because we were all in the same boat. Like, literally, everybody had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we were there. So I felt comfortable around everyone, and everybody was open to talking about what they've gone through, it wasn't like talking to one of my friends who had no idea what going through cancer was like. So that's why I really liked that trip, and I met a lot of nice people.
You still friends with some of those people?
Yes.
That's great. And what is the Boston trip? Is that just here?
The Fenway Boston Park, trip? Or? I did that a few weeks ago in June, I think, or July.
Well, which one is that? Is that the dress-up?
No. We just went to a Red Sox game.
Oh, okay.
That was...
You guys going to the game tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. I like it.
You want to interview the boyfriend now?
No.
The cousin?
No. No.
Because he's nervous. I'm telling you.
Say hi.
You don't need to be nervous. Listen, we're all softies here. You
know, I've embarrassed myself completely.
No. Wait. So the key is you want a boyfriend. You mentioned that earlier. I think we should try to get Gabby a boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay. So if you want to date Gabby.
Yes.
You want to set up a blind date?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are we doing this?
Yeah,
right now?
Let's make it a dating show.
Okay,
let's do it.
So
why not?
How do we do this? Like, so if you gotta, okay, first of all, if you want to go out on a date with Gabby, you have to pay. Wait, actually, that sounds bad too. There's no way I'm getting out,
Gabby,
of this.
Gabby,
right.
What are you looking for? Yeah, we gotta. No, we should probably just say maybe. Yeah. Yeah, we'll,
you know what? Here.
You should shut up and let Gabby talk.
Stop this segment.
Yeah. Let Gabby. And what are you looking for?
Wearing this thing doesn't make me look that great.
You're extremely cute. And don't.
You're talking about, look at me. I look great. With
he's
this
the only
on,
he's
right?
the only goofy one right now. So this is good. So you're going to college. So what happens? Are you nervous about going to college based on just maybe anything happening? So you're good. Your mom, your parents are ready for you to get out of the house, and they're ready.
They're ready to kick me out.
And you're ready to go.
Yes.
So any of your cousins? You know what's your name?
Katie,
pull that microphone a little bit closer.
No, I think it's off. I think they got to put it on. Yeah. Push the little red button right in front of you there, Katie.
No, this one?
That's on?
There you go. Yeah. Say something again, Katie.
Says cough.
There you go. Were you around for all the tough times? You want to talk about just how tough she is and what a badass she is?
Yeah. So when I found out that Gabby had another round coming, like last year or so, I was in like the full swing of my lacrosse season. And obviously, like, when I found out that she was going to lose something that I am so blessed to have, that, like, gives me the ability to play lacrosse, like, my big thing going into it was the amount of perspective that I was going to gain from her and the strength that she has to have to go through what she's going through kept me motivated to keep the strength up, to get through practice, get through the game, like, play my best, and to always just take the extra step because out there are people who can't always take that extra step.
Yeah, she's an inspiration.
Yeah, right? She really is.
She's been through a lot. Yeah,
you said it. She's a badass.
Yeah. Well, I speak the truth, Lou.
I know. You always do.
That's amazing, though, that you've gone through it for all of these years and you still have this great attitude. So we wish you the best of luck going forward. You've been through an awful lot. You really have. And you deserve to have better going forward. So, and he'll set you up with somebody if you want.
Okay.
With boyfriend or whatever. But you want to go out with that guy back there.
No.
What guy? No. Ryan?
No.
My cousin's boyfriend.
Yeah. No. It was great meeting you,
Gabby. Thank you very much.
Great meeting you, Katie. Thank you. By the way, this entire hour is being brought to you by the Arbella Insurance Foundation. The entire hour. Arbella Insurance is sponsoring this. And right now, the tote board has not moved in a while.
Have we figured out how many? Well, they have it. Well, hold on. Lou's got
some
information.
I just want to thank, we love Cape Cod Lumber. You know,
we love them.
But how about the Cape Cod Lumber warehouse workers?
What?
They called in $1,000 donation.
That's impressive.
Cape Cod Lumber warehouse workers. Thank you.
So they're supporting us. Support Cape Cod Lumber.
There
how
you
about
go.
That, right?
You ain't kidding.
Pay it forward.
You ain't kidding. And I'm sure that. By them donating that $1,000, but giving Wick's match, that's really $2,000.
So they really donated
$2,000 from the warehouse workers. We love that.
So let me give that phone number again, 877-738-1234. 877-738-1234. And again, if you missed it, Wick Grosbeck is matching every dollar up to $50,000, but only in this hour. So we need you to call right now, because if you don't call in this hour, we don't take advantage of the $50,000. That Wick Grosbeck has donated here, or is willing to donate, to the Jimmy Fund. Let me introduce you to, is it Kasia Washlak? Did I get that right? We got to put the microphone.
Joe.
We got a microphone issue again.
There we go.
Waslick, the
Waslack.
S. I got that right. And this is Dr. Ann Partridge. Very easy to pronounce. Great seeing you again, Doc.
Always great seeing you at this thing.
So Kasia was planning a wedding 2 years ago, and you noticed a lump on your left breast. So you're going through this important period in your life, and suddenly this happens. So take it the story from there.
So I didn't really know what was happening, and I didn't think much of it when I found the lump. I actually told my husband, Patrick, who's here, that I found something, and he's like, oh, just go check it out, but I'm sure it's nothing. And I thought the same, and then when I went to my OBGYN, they thought the same thing. And then immediately after, I had had a biopsy, and then right from there, it just turned into something that was something. So
what happened to the wedding? Because obviously he's here.
So we got married.
Okay,
so
that's good. We're
a little concerned about that aspect of the story, you know?
Then fiance.
Yeah, we don't want to embarrass anybody. Right.
So, yeah, so we just, I just wanted to have everything to kind of keep control or somewhat of a control in my life. I wanted to keep the wedding on, and we just pushed through it, and we had a perfect wedding just the way I envisioned it. So it was great.
So I want to ask Dr. Partridge, because you kind of direct this part for young women with breast cancer, because there are different challenges, right? Young women, kids involved, getting married, whatever it is, as opposed to maybe older women. So you, some of the challenges that you deal with on a daily basis, it's amazing, because I'm sure you've seen instances like this.
Sure. We see it too much, unfortunately. But we're glad to have a place for people to go, and we focus on not only beating the cancer, but also trying to keep our young patients whole and getting through it and live their busy lives and get married and keep their hair if you can when they get married and try and make sure that they're able to have children in the future and all kinds of things we focus on that older folks don't have to focus on quite as much.
What is scalp cooling system? What is that? Is that has to do with dealing with younger women as opposed to older women, or is it?
Well, you know, nobody wants to lose their hair.
Yeah.
But someone who's about to get married probably cares a little bit more than the average. And so what we do now at Dana-Farber in our breast group in particular is we help women to be able to do what's called scalp cooling, which is essentially making the head and the scalp really, really cold, and that helps to prevent the hair from falling out with some of the chemotherapies.
I think we saw that last year.
Yeah.
In our visit over to the, one of the visits to the hospital where they were in like a helmet.
Yep.
Yeah.
So gosh, did you lose any hair?
So I lost about half of my hair, but it never really looked like I was going through treatment because I didn't lose it. I didn't have any bald spots. It was just
thinned out,
kind of all over. Yes, I did have to cut my hair, and it was a lot shorter than I wanted it to be. But I still had hair, so believe me, I was just glad to have anything.
Yeah.
So where are you at now?
So I am post treatment. I finished the adjuvant therapy in November, and we had gotten married in August, and now, so we, on top of all of this, we also had, we have a 2.5-year-old, so I'm just living a normal mom life now.
That's awesome.
Chasing that little daughter around,
yep.
Right?
Exactly.
When you hear that word normal, I'm living a normal life, that is all good.
Still, I mean, you talk about getting through and moving forward for the wedding, you know, you have a baby girl back there as well, while you're planning the wedding, when you get this diagnosis, that has to be such a scary thought for a young couple.
I guess it was, but it was also a reason to just keep going and just keep life as is. So it really never, I didn't really have a chance to stop and think about what was going on. I just kept going through, and then it was over. So it was great.
Well, we hear that. So we've heard that already all day long today. It's almost like I didn't have enough time to ask, like, why me? It was just action right away.
Exactly.
I'm amazed at people. I mean, I can only imagine, like, at some point you just sit there saying, why me? But again, like so many other people, it's just, I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking about getting through this, what's next, and the treatment I need. That's amazing.
Exactly.
Dr. Partridge, there have been a lot of advances that have taken place. Every time we do one of these, we hear about something that is new, something that is on the horizon. Can you kind of give us a quick rundown of what we've gone through over the last 20 years and where we are right now with breast cancer?
Sure. With breast cancer, for a long time, it was, how much chemo can we give and cure the cancer and not hurt the patient? And now we, of course, like everyone else, has moved into the targeted therapy and the immunotherapy space, which is fantastic. So we're getting smarter and more safe with our patients in terms of how we care for them. And the latest craze with breast cancer is that we're actually doing what we call de-escalating, which is trying to give less to some patients because one size doesn't fit all. And we were generally kind of hitting everybody with everything because it's breast cancer. It could be bad. And now we're doing studies saying, well, you have a small node negative. Maybe we can give you a little bit less and things are still going to be okay. And pediatrics has been doing that for years because we saw the aftermath. And now we're trying to do that with adult cancers where we've been making more people cured. And it's been highly successful in a lot of circles.
So as a doctor, how do you keep up to date with what's going on in the pipeline? So you've got patients, you know what you're dealing with. And you also know that you've got researchers and scientists that are working in your own building over there and coming up with new technology. How do you stay up to date with everything that's going on? Because if you have a new patient and suddenly you're sitting there going, oh, wait a minute, there's something I know that is right there that we can use right now. Or if there's some trial that we can put this patient in because this might work.
Yeah, so, you know, working in cancer is hard for anybody. The fun thing about working at Dana-Farber is we are creating the science.
It's unbelievable.
We are doing the research. And so I can go down the hall and ask one of my colleagues, hey, is that trial open yet? Because I got a patient that might benefit from that. And we all kind of keep up on the latest greatest because we're talking to each other all the time and writing the trials and talking to the scientists about what drug might be coming into the next trial.
So you guys have good communication skills because we have awful communication skills in radio. It's terrible. We don't communicate at all.
We don't know what's coming on next. Yeah.
Thank God you guys do have great. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us. Kasia, continued success to you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We got to get the phones moving, though, guys.
We got to get that match.
Some of that research that the doctor was talking about. 877-738-1234. Wick Grosbeck is matching up to $50,000. 877-738-1234. We need to. Absolutely. Tomorrow, by the way, in the 2 o'clock hour, the four coaches of our pro teams will all join us in the 2 o'clock hour.
That is going to be an interesting navigation.
Because they're so different.
And Bill's going to be on the phone, and all the rest are going to be here in studio.
Well, you'll ask the tough questions to Bill, and then Lou and I will talk to the other guys.
Does Cassidy and Cora and Brad Stevens, do they look up to Bill as like a
I think we're
like
going to talk
father
to,
figure.
I think we'll talk to those three first.
Yeah, we're doing the first segment.
Yeah,
we're doing the first segment with them,
and then the second segment.
Oh, okay.
Grandpa, right, we need Grandpa to
get the
will call in.
So yeah, get the Godfather.
The Godfather will call in.
We need to get this total up. Pick up the phones. Right now, we'll be back with more from Fenway Park here on the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation. Arbella Insurance sponsoring this hour, and we thank them for that.
At 8 a.m. on the Greg Hill Show. Patriots owners Robert and Jonathan Kraft join the show.
Doing whatever we can in today's world to help solve this problem is great, and Dana-Farber is one of the great institutions in the world, really.
Join the New England Patriots and the Krafts to help us strike out cancer. This is the 18th annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fighting for those that inspire.
I will tell you, it's been a rocky road, ups and downs and things like that. But I do want you to know that the giving is how the research is done. People just need to continue to give. You never know when it's going to be your loved one, you yourself. You got to give, and it will make a huge difference.
Dial 877-738-1234 to make a gift. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on the 18th annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
So as we go to the Arbella Insurance Tote Board, I want to update that number because I want to get people to call right now. We need people to call and text. We got extra money on the table here that Wick Grosbeck is helping out. We want to take advantage of it. So the Arbella Tote Board right now reads 700 $87,711.
Need more.
We need more than that.
Yeah, we do.
And so,
let's go.
Again, matching money right now is coming in from Wick Grossbeck. 877-738-1234. It means a lot more to us. If you can do it right now between now and, say, 6 o'clock.
That'll be nice.
We'll give you 6:04.
Let's meet the Siegfried family. Joey is 2 years old. Older brothers, real old. Alex and Jake are here. Corinne is the mother, and this is Steve, the dad. And it's great meeting your family here. Joey was diagnosed with a Wilms tumor last June. He was 17 months old. So, Corinne, you can tell us the story. What happened? What did you notice that was different with old Joey?
So, he was diagnosed in June, but in the spring, a month or two maybe before, we started seeing things that we couldn't put pieces together first.
Like what?
He was, like, not clingy at all and started being really clingy to Steve and myself, wanting to be held all the time, totally out of personality character. And then his belly started to be big. And at first we thought it was just a toddler belly.
Yeah.
You want to talk? Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Say hi, Joey.
Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi. Okay.
He's mouthing it anyway. Yeah.
So we started calling him Buddha Boy because he would run around with his diaper on and have this pot belly. And they'd be wrestling, and we thought it was cute. Every toddler has that belly.
Yeah.
But then it started getting bigger, and it was kind of firm on one side. So it was in the back of our head, and he had his 18-month appointment coming up at the end of June. So we're like, all right, we'll talk to the doctor about it. He was physically fine. Like, we'd tickle him. We'd play with him. He never flinched or had any, like, physical problems with it. So we weren't totally worried about it. It was just kind of in the back of our minds. And then he started getting fevers, and they were really mild. They were, like, 100, maybe 101, and it'd be, like, a day. And then a couple days go by and nothing happened. Give him a dose of Tylenol, go away. Then he'd have another one, 100. Like, really nothing that you freak out about, but you're like, why is he getting these fevers? So we brought him to a walk-in, and they checked him for ear infection and strep and all the normal things, and everything was nothing. There was no answers.
So at this point, are you starting to get nervous? Worried.
Yeah, because we're like, I mean, he's getting fevers a couple of times a week. That's not normal, no matter, something's going on in there. But they told us it was viral or some, I don't know, wait it out, go talk to your pediatrician. So we're like, okay. The next day he had another one. It was, all these are after hours, like coming home from school after work. So our pediatrician's closed. So we went back to a different walk-in. I was like, we won't go to you. We'll go check out somebody else. And they said it was probably his teeth coming in. He had like six molars all at once. So he actually wrote us a prescription to administer Tylenol and ibuprofen. And he wrote the script so that we could give it to the daycare, because without a prescription, they can't administer medicine. They said, do this for a couple of days. See if it just goes away when the teeth pop through. Talk to your doctor about it if it keeps going.
Jeez.
Okay. So we did that for a couple of days and he was fine. Like, it kept the fevers away. We pretty much hit it, I guess. And then one night he woke up in the middle of the night, and he would sleep through the night all the time. It was totally weird. Would not go back to sleep. Could not get him to go back to sleep. Middle of the night, I was rocking with him in his chair, and it had been firm. And that night I felt like the rock, like a baseball in his belly, and like it had changed. So I couldn't go back to sleep. I did all the
So cooling. Obviously, at that point in time, are we rushing him to the hospital at this time?
No, we waited until the following day and brought him to the pediatrician then. And the pediatrician basically told us, she brought him, and the pediatrician just said that you guys need to go to Children's right away. So at that point, we brought him into Children's, and that's when...
I mean, our pediatrician is awesome, and I went into freak-out mode. Like, got the sweats, and...
Yeah.
Okay, this is not a good sign. He actually got me to laugh, and he's trying to tell me, could be a blockage, it's too big for me to do anything, like, the hospital needs to do something, but hopefully it's just a kid full of poop.
Yeah.
Literally, that's what he told me, so I'm like, okay, I hope so, but he was just trying to keep me calm, and a couple months later, we went back for Jake's appointment, and he's like, I knew it wasn't something
good.
Yes.
So what it ended up happening, what did they do?
So we went in that evening, it was a Wednesday in June, and we went in at like 3 or 4 o'clock, by 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, they told us it was a solid mass. He had ultrasounds and blood work and more blood work and poked him and prodded him, and they admitted us, said oncology would meet us the next day. They wouldn't tell us it was cancer. They didn't have enough diagnosis yet, but when they said oncology, we knew. Like, we knew things were not going to, we weren't going to hear what we wanted to hear the next day.
So it's strange. I'd never heard of Wilms' tumor before. We met one of the most amazing little girls I've ever met. She's from Natick, the girl Carly Tobin that we met earlier. She had this Wilms' tumor, and she was like this amazing girl, but I'd never heard of it.
We never had, ever. Nope. But they said when they diagnosed us that it's a good cancer.
Yeah.
If you're going to be diagnosed, this is what you want. The oncologist actually said,
hey, okay, good.
Well, you got the good one.
Hey, we're lucky.
In the moment, we're like, okay, my kid has cancer, thanks. Right. But they said if you were going to go grocery shopping and had to choose a tumor, this is one that you would choose because they have a protocol. They know they do. They gave us the answers, and there was kind of a start and a finish.
So how's he doing now? He looks perfectly fine. Like you never know anything was even ever wrong with him.
Yep.
No. So he's good now?
He is clear.
Great.
February 8th, we
awesome.
Got the all clear.
All right.
That is tremendous.
We go in for his 6-month scans actually on Thursday. So that'll be his next big checkup, but all things.
Congratulations to the entire family.
Thank
and you went to the right place.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the right
100%.
Place. Joey, we're happy for you, buddy. You want to take some stuff with you? Take some
can
stuff
say,
with you.
Can you say go Red Sox?
Go Red Sox.
Hey, yeah.
All right.
I've heard that before.
The Spring
go
family,
Red
thank
Sox,
you very much
go.
For stopping by. We really appreciate
thank
it.
You guys.
It's great.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, you got it. Nice meeting you guys.
All right, we got some good news.
We
fellas.
Do? We have some.
Yeah. That Wirt Grosbeck 50 grand?
Yes,
about 15
sir.
Minutes ago, we hit 60,000 on that money. So we got the 50 grand from
nice. Wirt. Nice. All right.
We got the 50 grand from
so it worked.
Wirt. It worked. So
well, all right. Well, great job.
So he ended
great
up
job.
He ended up
for him.
Getting us double that total.
And so those 25 on top of it that he gave.
That he gave 25. And
then
we
50,000 match.
We
personally,
up, yeah.
the personal match is 50,000.
So we end up with 100 grand and 125
buck
grand.
25.
So we
$25.
Okay, good. So
is that unbelievable?
That's awesome.
That is
amazing. He always comes
so
through.
So here's the one problem I think because we're trying to figure all this stuff out right now. They haven't updated it on the tote board yet. So you know, you can't sit there, Christian, and take credit because
I'm taking credit.
No, we'll take credit. What do you mean we'll take credit? We take credit for stuff we don't do all the time.
That is what we do.
I mean, that's what we do.
John
right?
Donahue is here from Arbell Insurance.
Hi, John.
It's always great to see John.
Hey, guys.
How are you, buddy?
The one you stepped on?
No, this is different.
he stepped on
keep
a check and destroyed one of those
really?
Large checks, you know, that somebody wanted to use for TV.
You know what? It's just what happens to me. It's what happens.
But I want to thank, all of us want to thank Arbella Insurance, Arbella Foundation. They do a phenomenal job every single year. And without you guys, we would be unable to do all of this. So thank you and everybody in Arbella Insurance for making this all possible.
Well, thank you. We're so proud and excited and honored to be able to be the presenting sponsor for this telethon. It's so important. I mean, it's literally doing God's work and saving lives every day. We at Arbella, we're a local company, as you guys know, and I'll tell you one quick story. This year, we changed our format a little bit at work. For $5, people could sign a K-card with the name of a loved one that has been fighting cancer.
Great.
And then we gave them free ice cream sundaes.
Ooh.
Our lobby down in Quincy is covered with K-cards. Probably several hundred have been put up in the last 2 days.
Personalized.
Yeah. This is how this impacts people throughout New England. So be able to support Dana-Farber in their work is incredible. So we're so glad to do it. We've raised over $2.4 million in the last 12 years.
Unbelievable.
And we're doing 100,000 again this year.
Whoa.
So there you go. It's
check?
Not
take credit.
It's not in the numbers. There's a check. Don't,
don't
step on it. Don't step on it.
Stay off
it,
will you? See, the one I stepped on was like in dry eraser.
Right? Oh, I see.
So it really wasn't. And they put it in a very bad spot.
We're professionals. Good. We're professionals.
Yeah. That is good. And it's a great hour. I know you sponsored the last hour as well. Between WIC, between this and...
Exactly.
That's a big hour for us right now.
That is
thank you enough.
I was telling WIC to try and keep up.
Oh, I like the challenge.
See, you're the type of closer the Red Sox need. You're coming here.
Hey, if they had a bullpen like WIC, you know, we'd be all set here. Arbella, beautiful.
It is no fastball, but I can throw a curve.
It's all right. Just get him out.
So you've seen this for a long time, John. You've seen where this money goes, and we've seen the advances. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
Right. We're seeing more and more higher cure rates than we've ever seen before, and that's only going to get higher.
Exactly. Each year it goes up because of the money you guys raise here and give them the research. It's all about the research, and then they can apply it to these kids and help them. And it's amazing the progress that's been made, even just in the last 5 years. But it costs so much. We've got to keep it coming. We've got to keep having the dollars come in. And the other thing, like we did with that $5 cake card, it doesn't matter how much you give.
Right.
It just get on that phone. The phones right now are manned by our Bell employees.
Great.
So call in, put up whatever you can. Even little amounts makes a big, big difference.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because we've talked a lot about that. Like the amount of money that it costs for them to sometimes swing and miss.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But they're swinging for the fences. You know, exactly. I mean, it might swing and miss a lot, but all they need is that one hit.
Well, I was talking to one of their scientists last year, and he was explaining to me that even when they miss or when it doesn't work out, it gives them a little bit extra information they then apply the next time.
Yeah.
And so they're always building, even on their mistakes, they're building and getting better and better at it.
It's unbelievable. You've got to make mistakes to finally come to the conclusion of this is what resolves this type of cancer.
Exactly.
So it's a lot of mistakes and a lot of tedious work, and it involves money, thanks to our Bell Insurance. We've got a lot of money, including that check. Do not step on that.
Yes, it is safe.
Yeah. That's always great seeing you, John.
Well, listen, guys, keep up the good work. Thank you for everything you do.
Thanks to Arbella. And thanks to all the volunteers from Arbella that are answering
all the phones and talk to them.
That's right.
Call them up. Call them up. Here's the number.
Say hi, Arbella.
Exactly. 877-738-1234. 877-738-1234. We're going to close out.
You
our
did a good
version
job. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate
Let's
it. Thank
it
you.
For
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Nice job, John. As always. Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, John.
Let me read this. Cars for Kids. Donate your car. Help a child today. Schedule your free pickup at 877 Cars for Kids or at carsforkids.com. Sox pregame is going to come up with Mutt and Will Fleming.
They keep it going, right?
They're
going
to keep this thing going. But I can tell you this. I can tell you this based on the matching number.
I want
from
the
Whit.
Number before I leave.
You're
here,
not
though.
Getting the number
I
before
can't,
you
I
leave.
Want the number.
You're
going
to have to hang around.
I'll make
a
up
while.
A number.
Somebody
to
make it up.
900,000.
I think we're over the mark.
I think we're over.
I think we're
what
over
was our
the
goal?
Mark. A million.
Million.
I think we're
I think
over
we
the
walked
mark.
In here at like four. I don't know what it was.
The problem is Fourier. You're not going to get credit for it. Mutt will get credit, or Will will get credit, or both of them will get credit. You won't get credit.
Hey, you didn't step on a check like I did.
No, that's unbelievable.
That was a goal of mine.
We're going to do it all again tomorrow.
Sure will. Yeah.
2 to 6.
Tomorrow at 2 is going to be awesome.
First hour, we get the four coaches from the four different teams in this town, which should be great.
That'll be outstanding.
That should be tremendous. Yeah. And we got a lot of other great guests coming up tomorrow as well. And maybe a surprise guest as well.
Ooh.
I like surprises.
Do you have a hand in this?
I like surprises.
You never know.
You never know. It's going to happen.
I like it. I like it.
Thank
great day,
you
though.
To everybody that contributed.
Keep going.
Keep it going. Mutt, Will, coming up next, Red Sox Baseball.
There are so many amazing people at the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. They all make it fun having cancer. Like, no one wants to have cancer, but they make it so much fun, and they make so many amazing things happen when a challenge in your life is happening. And it's just amazing and wonderful to have the experience, and I'm going to beat cancer's butt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.